Hi everybody, Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. Welcome to this 12th episode of Fitness with Feldman. Today I'm excited to talk about foam rolling. We get a lot of questions in the clinic, patients asking whether or not they should be foam rolling, whether or not they shouldn't be foam rolling, how often they should be foam rolling, what they need to use to foam roll. And so I thought that would be a great topic for discussion on this podcast. And then today I was browsing around on Facebook and found some interesting discussion regarding the dangers of foam rolling and it possibly causing injury. And I was actually glad to see that because I think sometimes you see all this stuff out there about foam rolling and all the benefits, and I think sometimes people think it's a cure-all and has only positive benefits and that they can't harm anything. So the first thing to talk about is devices that are out there and different options and things. And I've seen people using everything from a really squishy ball to a lacrosse ball to a softball, baseball, all the way up to kettlebells and barbells and pipes and anything that you can imagine. People have found a way to poke and prod themselves with it and try and jam it into sore areas. The first thing I think that people need to have a really good understanding about is what they're actually doing when they're foam rolling. Sometimes you'll hear foam rolling called self-myofascial release, and I actually think that's an okay name for it as long as you're realizing that you're not actually doing anything to the fascia and that underlying layer of tissue itself. Most studies have shown that it takes about 2,000 pounds of force applied over a long, prolonged period of time to actually stretch or deform tissue, even more or longer if it's fascia. So your IT band is mostly made up of dense fascial tissue, and you'll see people who say, oh, you know, my IT band's been hurting, so I've been rolling it out and foam rolling it. And what happens is, at first, they feel like if they're hurting themselves or they feel pain, they must be doing something good. And so after a little while, they don't feel it anymore. They just go to a more dense or rigid object. So they might start with one of those white foam rollers, move up to the black foam roller. Next thing you know, they're on a piece of PVC pipe. And then the next thing you know, they're rolling around on an Olympic barbell or a kettlebell. And they're really not doing anything other than causing themselves undue pain and sometimes bruises. And I've seen people with open wounds from spending so much time rolling a specific area. So what you want to think about is, what are you actually trying to do when you foam roll? And sometimes the deep pressure can feel good on an area. You can relieve some tension in an area. But a lot of times the way I like to try and tell people to do it is, find the area that's a little bit sore and you want to go just above or just below that area, and then put the roller, leave the roller in place as opposed to rolling back and forth over the area that's sore, and then move your leg back and forth. So let's say your hamstring is aggravating you. You might find the area just below where it's sore on your hamstring, put some pressure on it there with the roller, and then bend and extend your knee. So you're not pushing directly on the area that hurts, but you're still getting that benefit of a little bit of active movement and motion through your hamstring when you're doing it. Now, the interesting thing about some of the studies that are coming out now showing some negative effects of foam rolling, basically they're showing that there's no increase in blood flow to the area, there's no real major change in the connective tissue tone. So you're not relaxing the tissue or anything like that. You might be able to improve some motion through the area just because you're providing this stimulus to your nervous system. So it's going to allow you to move, and it's going to help your nervous system kind of relax a little bit, take you off guard a little. And that's a really, really good thing. The other thing we hear people talk about is that they're going to foam roll to break up scar tissue. So they say, oh, I had an injury and I tore, let's stick with the hamstring as an example, my hamstring, and I got some scar tissue and I've been foam rolling to break up the scar tissue. Again, scar tissue, like the other tissue, you're looking at upwards of 2,000 pounds of force in order to deform, stretch, or change that tissue. That is not something you're going to do with a foam roller. So with all that negative stuff about foam rolling, when should you use foam rolling? What's a good thing to do? What I like to say is, if you are getting ready to work out, using some foam rolling in your warm-up is a great way to get your muscles warmed up and moving. And really, they haven't shown any research to show that this is any better than a bike or a light jog, but the idea of getting down on the floor, rolling around on the roller, exploring where your body feels tight and stiff with the roller, and then using that information to guide the rest of your warm-up. So you might lay down on the roller and feel your quads are very tender and tight. Well, then it's a good idea that you want to do some active warm-up focusing on your quads and get them moving and ready to go, especially if you're going to have a leg heavy workout, whether it be a run or squats, or you're going to be deadlifting. That can give you some insight into how prepared your body is for what you're about to expose it to. So as a summary, foam rolling's not all bad, but it's not doing what we think it's doing. You're not deforming tissue. You're not breaking up scar tissue. You're not stretching tissue or lengthening tissue or removing adhesions or any of those things. All you're doing is getting a better sense of where your body's tight and what areas need extra attention. And that gives you the information to provide it with that extra attention. So that is our speech on foam rolling. As always, thank you very much for listening. I apologize if you're hearing some exterior background noise as we're recording this, that we had to move outside. So you might hear the nice ambient crickets going in the background. You can always subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or through the Google Play store by just searching Fitness with Feldman, or you can find it weekly on our Facebook page at Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, or our website at www.feldmanphysicaltherapy.com. Thank you as always, and have a great day.